Mishnah and Samachay and Bay is the bottom line. Hakiteya's Shanikta Raglo, his leg has been amputated. So Yetzib Kav Shaloy, the middle of the day, he goes up with this Kav, which is this piece of wooden stump, which that counts, that's like a shoe. The leg is wearing a shoe. Rabbi Yossi also the love tachshit. Rabbi Yossi says it's not a tachshit. But now Rashi doesn't point out this idea that it doesn't support him. But the bottom tosis and some of Chaim Beis right away points out that the head over here is middle, not because it's supporting him, because it's not supporting him. The smuchas are what's supporting him. Let's see, the Mishnah mentions later. And this over here is it considered a middle? And the more is going to draw a parallel to in general, is there such a thing as a wooden shoe? Okay. In Yeshua Beis Kibble Kisisin, Shenechtak by Kibble Kisisin Shabbagadim, Rachim, they carved out a place to hold these chopped up pieces of soft material, umuchin and begadim rachim, soft garments which are chopped up or umuchin or other types of soft material, aniach roish shukoyle, which that's at the end of his leg, goes into that. So then tomi mikavat tumas maga accept tuma. Of mainly ela base kibble roish shukoyle. It doesn't have any type of. It's not holding any type of garment there, it just holds his leg. So however, Venom Niach Sham Ksisin doesn't put any type of soft material there, La Base Kibble Batuma, it's not considered a base kibble batuma. And therefore Bahabile Kipshita Kliates. So it gets back to the Loch of if you have something made a kli made out of wood, which does not have a base kibble to it, it's not Makabal Tuma. So it's holding the leg, yeah, but it doesn't contain. And the idea is that it has to be a deal with a container, because the Torah puts together a sack and eights to tell you just like sack, the kli of the sack is the fact that it's able to contain something and hold something. So the kli of the eitz is able to contain something. It doesn't really contain it doesn't hold the leg in that sense. Smucha shaloi, smucha shal kiteya yesh kiteya b'shtei raglov, mahalach al shukov, la'arka voisov, v'shet smucha shal or l'shoikov. Now Rashi learns, it may be different the way Mishra Tzitz is learning, so this is one of the areas that I'm not clear about, that smucha is a new case. You have a kiteya which he's able to walk on. He still has part of his. He has part of his leg and he has part of his the. I'm not sure it means that he has like the knees part is still there, and he has this. He puts like a leather thing underneath it to be able to step on it. It means it'll be down to the ankle. I'm not sure. Archivist of usually is the ankle. I'm just not sure where the leg has been amputated. It's been somewhere amputated right below the knee, or all the way down by the foot. I'm not sure. So, but there's my medrash. Imzav, who if he be a zav, it would accept Tumas medrash. Don the smichas kufay ovid. It's made to support his body. I mean, just absorb. I say avatuma. That's an avatuma. Because on Shabbos, Rashi is the tachshit today. It's considered his tachshit. That's one of the Rashi's which we mentioned yesterday. We have to understand why the issue over here is tachshit. Over here, now this is some type of a garment which is holding the body. Why is the issue of tachshit? There are. Definitely, others learned that it's over here. Furthermore, it comes a minhal, which is not a tachshit. You know, Sven Basora. or well, not a minnow, but well, it comes some type of a support. This is not considered a shoe because it's not on the foot. So it doesn't go into that gezeira shel med. You can't go in wearing a minnow. He say, Yesh kitei asher yavshu b'kavsu gidei shukav. There's a person who that the lower part of the body has withered. Filu al arkavoyser ani yochol leilich. He can't even go on his legs, on part of his legs. Voyser kamin kisei namoch. They make a low seat. Yesh below he sits on it. Shehu mahalich. And the way he walks and moves is nismach al yada b'safsolim ketanim. Verka gufim in ours, he has like wooden pieces of wood which he presses off on the ground, and that verka gufim in ours, he lifts himself off the ground. Minitzchav l'fanav, but he pushes himself forward, and v'chayzer v'nochal l'churv, then he sits down. V'kisei kosher l'mechurv, and it's tied onto him, so the chair stays on. So smucha shel osa kiteya osa lo smucha shel or shel eitz the rosh shukav a ragla b'tzulyim. So he makes some type of support for his feet, which are standing forward from the chair, which are shem nishan al yada ba'ikar atzim nishan gamal ragla b'tzas. And as he's lifting himself up, he uses his feet a little bit. His feet are able to help him a little bit. Those are considered tamei medrus because he does support himself on them. Ben yitzim and b'shabbos, can't go out with them on Shabbos. Rabbi Sen Omer b'nei she'enam tzichim loy my rebbeim said the pshat is because enam tzichim lochol kach. It's not so necessary. Rabbi Sen Omer nihir li taima that the explanation is not it's difficult to me. Maybe the pshat is because sometimes it comes off and it might come to carry them. Because that's his shoe. That's what he wears at the end of his. So Rashi seems to learn that this person has a full leg. He's a kitei in the sense that he can't walk. He's lame, but not that anything is missing. Nothing's been amputated. So it's on the foot. Okay. Look, the min is Talmaska, it's a mask. Nasim the Schoik, Ulahabis Tinukas, which is made to scare the children. For a joke. Taharim and Lakabatuma, they know like Kli Tashvish Vulatashvish. I'm not sure what the hemshich of that from the Mishnah into that is. Okay. So apparently there was some discussion whether Reb Meir was the one who said it's permitted and Reb Yossi was the one who said it's also as we have it, or vice versa. So Rabbi asked Nachman, which way is the correct Yerusha? I'm not sure which way. So which way do we pass? I'm not sure that either. Itmer Omer Shmuel. Shmuel has the gears of Ein Kiteya, Yotze Bekapshal Dibur Meir, and Rabbi Yossi is Matur. Chenam Rabbuno, Ein Kiteya. They have the gears of Ein Kiteya. Amr Rabbi Yosef Halba, Amr Shmuel Ein Hakiteya, Amr Rav Huna Ein Hakiteya, and Anami Nisni Ein Hakiteya. I would also accept that gears of them. So, Maskel Bo, Rabbi Bar Shiro, Lo Shmiya Lohu, have none of them heard about Rav. So Rav Chanan bar Rava told Rav's son Chia in Rav's presence in the small room of the yeshiva of Rav. He quoted the following. So the Brisa says, "Ena kitay yotze bekapshal dibur meyer." Rabbi Yossi is matter. So the Brisa said it as you said. Umachvile Rav epoch, and Rav indicated with his hands that you should switch it around. So Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak b'simono is samach samach. Rabbi Yossi is oyser. Right? So both are samach. So that's how you remember it. So. So you're accepting this statement of Shmuel and Rav Huna when we have Rav weighing in the other way around. So why are you doing that? And Ba'av Shmuel Hoderbe, and not only that, but eventually Shmuel was recanted. Ditna, where do you see that? So we have a Mishnah in Yevamos. It says, Cholza b'sandal shen ha-shaloi, a person uses a For chalitza, he uses the chalitza process is in the case where a man dies with no children, so the remaining brothers of the nifter have a mitzvah to either marry the wife, and if not to marry the wife, to do the act of chalitza, which they would take a shoe off of the word chalitza actually means to remove. They would take a shoe off of the man would put on the shoe, and the woman would remove the shoe, and that would be an indication of that he's refusing the marriage. Just the symbolism of it is, in a certain sense, a nifter can't get any more mitzvahs and do any more skusim, and what functions as that what would allow him to get more mitzvahs and more schusim would be this child, which would be born, would be able to give schusim and merit to the one who was nifter. In a certain sense, it would be like the foot of the one who was nifter, because that's what allows a person to walk and move forward. So a person after nifter, they remain static, they can't get any more mitzvahs, as opposed to a person in this world is referred to as a mahalach, as a one who's in motion, he can move forward. So the new child would be the foot of the one who was nifter, and he's not doing that. If he's taking off the shoe, the ability for this person to move forward. And so she's indicating that he's refusing to create that foot for him. So he takes off the sandal. Anyway, so the pasuk says now loy. So she should take off his now. So now we want to know what about the chotzer b'sandal shen ha-shaloi? It's not his. The sandal shall eight. It says nalo, which is normally made out of leather. It was made out of wood. I shall smile by yamin, or it's the left foot, right foot. So the halacha is chalitzik shere. So the Mishnah says it's kosher. Rabbeinu Mantana, who is the Tana which says that the chalitzik is kosher with a sandal of eight, even though normally the middle of the Torah, the nalo of the Torah, has to be made out of leather. Remeir he that not I can tell you it's a bekaf shalai diber remeir rabbi is oyser. So like Rashi points out, the Mishnah remeir considered it a minnow. So you see that remeir holds, even though it's made out of wood, it's considered a minnow, and that's remeir. So you see Shmuel by saying so, apparently he's accepting the gears of the Mishnah the way we have it, that remeir was the matter and rabbi was the oyser. And Rav Huna also eventually recanted the Tanya Sandal Shal Shayadim. So a person who works in we had him before, he's the whitewasher, and they use sid, which is lime. Somebody's working with the lime, so doesn't wear regular shoes because they can burn through the leather. He wears one made out of wood. Tummy medrus, so accepts them as medrus because it's supporting the person. Visha chaletzes by, you can use it for chalitza. Biyasin by b'shabbos, tiber b'kiva, and you can wear it on Shabbos. That's what Rekiva says. Well, ha'idoloi, and the chachamim did not accept it. Ay, v'hatanya, or v'hatanan, ha'idoloi, we have another gifts which says that they did accept what he said. So Amar Vuna man hadalai is a mayor, man hadalai is a biyasi. So the one who accepted it was a mayor, and because he held that the wood shoe was considered a nal, and therefore he said you're allowed to use it for chalitza, and the one who says you may not use it for chalitza is a biyasi, which says it's not considered a minhag. Rabbi Yosef Omar, man loy hadaloy is Rabbi Yechim Anuri. The one who would not accept his testimony is Rabbi Yechim Anuri. Kaveris shalkash mishoferish shalkonim. Kaveris, your beehive, which you made out of straw, or another case is shoferis, which is a pipe which is made out of konim of these reeds. We keep all these things are matamer than mekabatum. Rabbi Yechim Anuri is matayer. Rabbi Yechim Anuri says that it's tor because you don't usually make these things out of this such type of thing, and therefore they're tor. So if the shoe is not normally made out of wood, you will not have it locha being mekabel tumah if it's made out of wood. Let's finish off to that. Amar Mar, we said before, son of Shatsuyadim Tommy Medris, Halav Lahiluchi Avdi. The more is understanding that it was made to just protect his foot, as opposed to something which is made really to support the person and walk in it, etc. So Morris says, no. Amar Racha Bar Rav Ulo, Shekena Sayyid Matal Boy Ansh Megil Lebesa. Once he has it on, he will walk in it. He will use it for walking. Tosis says, like, what exactly is the question? While he's there standing in the pit and doing his work and building, you know, carrying the lime, he wears it, so right now it's made to support it. So why do we have to need that he wears it outside of that situation? So he says that, so Tosha says, Tupshatim, so he says that the Rav Eliezer Mimetz says, or asked the Rashba, which is the Ben Rosh Shimshon, one of the Balei Tosis, the Rashmi Shantz we have in the Mishnayos. So the Rash, it's also known as the Rashba, not to be confused with the Rashba. That's how they differentiate between the two. He said that they would. It was used while he was standing there and painting. He would just stand in it. Basically, it wasn't made for hiluch. But the reason the Pshat, like I told you, said it was made more just to be a protective cover, that he shouldn't get burnt with it, more than it was really made to support the person. It seemed like he was wearing it around himself, but it wasn't made, it was more made just to be, it wasn't made to facilitate supporting, walking, etc. It was made to protect, as a protective type of a thing. Rashi. Hechik Tanan, Hechitei Yotzev, Rav Yossi, Oyser, is the correct gear as we have it, that the Rameir says it's Mutter, Rav Yossi says it's Oser. So Barshir was his name, is Barshira. He took a cheder ktotin shal beis hamedrash. It was a small room in the beis hamedrash. Simin samach samach. Rabbi Yossi is oyser. Sheteva sheyesh behem samach samach zu. It says two words, both with a samach. So Mishnah said, "Oshal small by yamin, samach shal small, no by yamin." So they wore the left foot on the right, and then she did the chalitza on the right foot, which is where we do chalitza on the right foot. So matana the sandal shall eight choshev naaloi, that is considered a naal. So that's Remeir from our mission. So you see that he has a gear. So Remeir was the mat. Sandal shall say yaron merchrei sid, because she was asking boy when they're being osik in the sid. No, so they wear it. Shall eight of nation sit service or leather would be burnt by the sid. So they made it, they make it out of wood. So Rabbi Kiva says it's a tummy medras. And the Rishala, the Chama, either yes or murder or not murder. But Rabbi Huna goes to the man, how do lawyers or mayor? Domer ke, kte yes or bekav shaloi. So Rabbi Meir holds it's considered a minnow. And the Rishi says not. Rav Yosef, the Amara says that the one who says not is a Rabbi Menorah's Matire. The Lav Urach Halas is Mikash. You don't usually make this, the beehive out of cash, out of straw. Ela Mikadim, but from sticks. Middle Nami Lav Urche Me'etz Ela Mi'or. So, it's the Allah's on Rabbi. This is how Rabbi'im taught. The issue over here was we're comparing normal to normal. I'm saying, you see over there, the Rechon Ben Nuri looks at the normal fashion to make it, and that's the only way it gets din of a kli. So we're also, the normal fashion to making a middle is only made out of leather, not wood. So it's not considered a kli. That's Meir Beim Shah. But Linear Rush's eyes, I would explain the Gemara differently. Kashu, that the actual case of Rabbi Kiva was made out of, not out of wood, but out of straw. Is making a general statement that he doesn't hold straw, gets a din of cleats. Rabbi Kiva says, but they're able to make it hard enough that it supports a person, so it is a cleat. Kash is the voice, it's the tails of the kernels that you cut off, that's considered that's the straw as opposed to the gavava, which was the stubble which was left on the ground. But this is the part that they would actually cut off, so you use it as you wouldn't cut off right next to the straw, because it's much easier to first of all, you could use the straw to feed, second of all, because it acts almost like a handle to allow you to get to these kernels where you need to get to thresh them, etc. So if you cut it off right here, you have nothing to really work with. If you cut it over here, you have a whole handle to hold on, and you can throw it somewhere, etc. Vein Tami Medris. That is vital.
Okay.
So the more imesh basically looks sees in his tumah. I'm Rabbiya. When we say it's tumah, what tumah is it? Mekabel. So a kli eitz which can hold something is mekabel tumah from anything up to a mace. Question is, we'll accept tumah's medrash. Medrash is that it's something is made. It's not enough to be a kli, except to Miss Medrash. It's not enough to actually have the zov, let's say, sit on it. It has to be something which is made for the purpose of something similar to sitting. It has to be, can't be something where the people say, it's not made for this. So if they have a gigantic, big kneading trough, and the guy decides to sit down in this kneading trough, it's a great place to sit, but when we need the work, we say, excuse me, sir, please get out of our way. So even though he's sitting in it, we're not in Makabel Tumas Medras. So it's not enough that he's actually putting his weight on it. It has to be, it's made for that purpose. So if you're saying over here that the Kiteo wasn't made to support the person, he used canes or something like that to support himself. But so now that, so it's not Makabel Tumas. But if it has a base kibble ksisin, it is Makabel Tumas. But it doesn't change the fact that it's not made for Medras. So I'm Rabbiya, Tomei Tumas Meis, Rein Tomei Medras. Rabbiya said it's not Medras, it's not Makabel Medras. Rav, on the other hand, says, Amar Av Tomei Medras. So Rav says, Amar Rav, Amino Amin Allah. How do I know that there's a din of Tumas Medras over here? Because, none. Agola Shal Katan is Tamei Medras. So the a child has a little wagon which he makes to play with, and you know, put his dollies in, whatever. So it has it in Tumas Medrash. Why? Because it is not uncommon, it's not unheard of, that the child will sit down in the wagon. So it's made for sitting. It is called being made for sitting. So Rava says, you see that something which is made for it, not for a ongoing basis for sitting, but since it is normal to sit in it, and when he's sitting in it, we don't say that's something which is an abnormal usage of the item. That's how it's used. So over here also, the person will put his weight on this, the kav. It's not, even though that's not what it's made for, but he will do that, and therefore it accepts Tumas Medrash. So I says, no, but over there, I mean, when he's sitting in it, it's really supporting him, but over here, it's not really supporting him. So I says, where do I get my idea from? The Tanya, Makoshos Kenim, is Thormiklum. So, a person who basically can walk, he just uses the cane to steady himself. That's not makabel. That's not considered Tumas Medrash.
Because all of his weight is not on.
Because basically, it's not made to support the person. It's made to steady him. So you see that Rabbi says that you need to, for Tumas Medrash, you need that the person is putting his weight on the item. That it's made to support the person. So how does Rabbi answer that? So Rav Amar Hasam Litzrutze Sugya Avida. It's just made to straighten his steps. So that's not even a smicha at all. But Hachalismach Eluye Hu Davida. Besamach Elei. But over here, he actually will support himself on the Kav. So I'm not sure to understand again. See exactly what this thing looks like to be able to really picture exactly what this machlok is. I actually meant to bring you. They have my Lazar has picture Mishnayos from Sefer Shabbos, so at least show you their rendition of what it looks like. They can have the artist rendition of what the building is going to look like. I don't know whether that's true or not. You know. So Rashi Ben Tami Medrash, Lo Mistamuch Mistamach Eli Abai says it's not the kav wasn't made to support the kiteya. Fine. Hodin lakat tumas meis. So the Bai says it is except tumas meis. Who within the whole tumas mag? Any type of tumas which comes through generated through touching. So meis is the most chumra of that group that accepts tumas by touch, being contacting tumas. Al mishum domer ein tumi medrashu avatuma lakat nami tumas meis, which would create it being an avatuma. So the only other way, the only tumas which it could accept through maga, which would be an av, is tumas meis. Vachu kamer nasa avatuma ayadei meis to create sheisha meis kibbalhu. It's made to hold something. It's to contain something. Mekabel called tumas maga. Va'oyol, it accept tumas through maga, through oil. Va'yadei kol tumas unasa rishon. But any other tumas will make it. A sheretz touches it, a veil touches it. The sheikh was there, of a zov touches it, so all those that make a rishon. So mace is like a higher level of tumah, so it'll give it a status of an avatumah. The significance of an avatumah versus a rishon is that a av can be metama, a person, and a rishon cannot. So if you make this thing into an av, if it touches the person, now the person is tumah. If you make it into a rishon, it touches the person is tor. So this will become an avatuma. But veinonas ayirei meis, veinonas avatuma ayirei medrus, took several la'av l'smicha avidi, it's not made to support, el atashit, it's made to be an adornment. Now, I'm not sure Rashi really means that. So, amayv v'nasam l'tenu means, like the case of the trough, he's sitting in it and says, please get up and let us do what we need to use it for. It means that's not his primary purpose. So therefore, we ask him to get out of the way so we can use it for his primary purpose. Over here, I don't think there's any other, I'm not aware of any other purpose that there is. We say, oh, well, excuse me, can we have that foot, please? We need to use it for something, you know. There's a baseball bat. I mean, that's not, you know, just the point is not made for support. You know, I'm not sure Rashi means that seriously. You know, and he just means that is simon that it's not made for that function, it's made for a different function. It's a little wagon which is made to play with and to carry something in it, to take, to move items with it. Same address. Sometimes it sits in it. Hainami zimin the mistamachalay. So also sometimes he relies on it. He leans on it. Therefore, it should be tamei tumas medrash. Makos shel skenim b'stomiklum, lo medrash lo shar tuma. Lamed hamedrash mishum dolab the smicha of it. Sharag lemahalt. He's walking. So it's not really made to support the body. Babagav the mistamachalay the prokim. Even though sometimes he does lean on it, so you see that that's not considered a tuma. Not like rava. Mishar tuma nami loy the pshuta kliyetsu. So the other tumas. To eight is only mekabel tuma, not if it's not medrash, it's only mekabel tuma because it has a container, and this has no container. I'm off a gav the zimin to mistamech ali. So what Tobias' point is, even though sometimes he will put his weight on it, hal the ikir asiyasa ena lekach. It's not made for that purpose. Ena to mei medrash. Okay. Now Rashi says, Rashi just points out, don't make a mistake and think the following. Vein lomer, don't think. Mishum the poshut hu. The reason why it's not makabel tuma is because it's flat, and it's not a container. Yehei tumi medrus. Loi huzkura taris pshutei kliyets elo the tumas maga. That halacha that something which is has no container will not accept tuma. That's why tumas maga, tuma which is generated by touching, v'oil or tuma which is generated through being in the oil of the mace. The time mishum the iskish lasak. Who the Torah in the end, by the case of Maga, the Torah mentioned Sak and Eitz together. We have Meis Shrotzim Habikashas in regards to Tumah Meis Shrotzim etc., which is Tumas Maga. It'll be, but in regards to Medras, there's no such requirement. Rabbi says Latuse Sugya, the Sak and Psiosav Liskav Kaima. It's just help them straighten them up. They tremble a little bit, they shake. So it just lets them feel more, give them more confidence. It's more for balance. Well, the smichas chalup is not made to lean on. But over here, it is made to lean on once in a while, and that's why it would be in the kabbal tumas measures.